And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Politicians who amass and abuse political power rarely surrender that power voluntarily, but that's no reason not to call them out or to promote reform. Consider the governance of higher education. Ever since Republicans took control of the legislature in 2011, they've relentlessly micromanaged the UNC system. Once bipartisan boards have been purged of Democrats, hiring norms for faculty and other staff have been abandoned, even campus public health policies have been dictated by the General Assembly. In response, Governor Roy Cooper recently appointed a new bipartisan Blue Ribbon Commission headed by two former UNC system presidents, Republican Margaret Spellings and Democrat Tom Ross, to review system governance. Not surprisingly, GOP legislators say they'll ignore the group and its recommendations, but that's no reason for the commission not to plow ahead with its important work. The bottom line, even if it takes many years to curb abuses of power, that process starts with caring and thinking people, documenting the situation, and charting a better path. The Spellings-Ross Commission should strive to do precisely that. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.